For the first time since 1970, a pair of 100-win teams locking horns in the Fall Classic, a pair of former Cy Young winners in Game 1, Clayton Kershaw and Dallas Keuchel, and here comes the first pitch to a Dodger batter in the World Series in 29 years.
That is scooped and lifted way out of here into left. Bang! Starts the World Series for Chris Taylor.
And on the first pitch, Chris Taylor hits it out! Keuchel gave up 15 home runs during the regular season in 146 innings. In one pitch, the Dodgers take a 1-0 lead. Kershaw this postseason has been lights out. 2-2 to Gonzalez, breaking ball, call strike three. Third strikeout for Kershaw. Here's a 2-2, Keuchel bumps it in the air, foul and out of play. That'll go as a strikeout for Kershaw, his fourth. Two out, Kershaw delivered, swung on and missed, strike three. Five strikeouts for Kershaw through three innings. And a fly ball to left field. Alex Bregman, who hit 19 home runs during the regular year, has just tied it at one. So Kershaw, who has been the victim of the long ball in the postseason, he's given up now seven in 19 innings. There's the 1-2. Swung on and missed, strike three. Kershaw strikes out the side. He has struck out eight through four. Here's a 2-2. Grounded to third. Bregman has it, throws the second out at second on to first at a double play, 5-4-3. Dodgers have bounced into double plays now in three of the five innings. We'll go to the sixth. We're tied at one. Kershaw deals, full count. Springer swung on and missed, strike three. Third time Springer's been struck out. That's the 11th strikeout for Kershaw. Two out, nobody on in the sixth.
And so far, Kershaw hasn't really changed anything. He just come right after some hitters.
And this is a great count to run on. Worst case scenario, Taylor gets thrown out. Turner leads off the next inning. Here's the 1-2, he stays put. And a fly ball to left field. It's deep, back at the wall, and it's gone! A two-run home run! Gonzalez runs out of room. Turner runs around the bases, and the Dodgers take a 3-1 lead. The postseason heroics of Justin Turner continue.
Gurriel has struck out twice. Might be. A drop at second, and the Dodgers only get the one out.
Well, you can never assume a double play, but that was a double play.
They're lucky they got one. That ball was bouncing around, and what should have been an inning-ending, tailor-made double play. The top of the seventh inning continues, and Brian McCann will be the hitter. McCann flies one into center. Back a few. Taylor. And Kershaw is through seven dominant innings.
Kenley Jansen on to shut the door.
And now the best Altuve can do with his five postseason home runs this year is extend the game for Correa. Two out.
Altuve pops it up. This is going to do it. Taylor gives way to Puig. He's underneath it. He's there. He's got it. And the Dodgers take game one of the World Series, winning it 3-1. Kershaw strikes out 11. Morrow and Jansen perfect out of the bullpen. Dodgers win 3-1.
The Dodgers take game one 3-1. Clayton Kershaw becomes just the second pitcher in World Series history with no walks and at least 11 Ks in a start, joining Don Newcomb of the Brooklyn Dodgers from 1949. Chris Taylor becomes the fourth player in history to hit a leadoff home run in Game 1 of the World Series. Back in the World Series for the first time since 2004, when he was a player for the Red Sox, Dave Roberts got his first managerial win in the Fall Classic as he pushed all the right buttons in leading the way in the Dodgers' 3-1 win.
Just having Chris at the top of the order where he every time he gets in the box, he's a threat. He can grind you for 10 pitches in at bat. He can earn a walk. He can slug you. He can steal a base. And I think that just to have the discipline that he's had all year to stay in the strike zone. And when a pitcher makes a mistake, he makes you pay. So to have that consistency all year long, and that's just in the batter's box, but to have him out in center field, start out in left field for us, filled in at short, played some second for us. So he's done it all for us. And he's one of those guys that sort of gets overlooked with all the superstars that we have on this team. But he's a big part of this.
We'll stay right there with Joe.
Dave, you've obviously seen Kershaw good many times. How good was he tonight?
I look back at some of the video, and I can see it from the side, and you see the swing and miss, the depth of the slider, the fastball command, the backdoor cut of the curveball. Tonight was one of those nights, I think the first time in a while, that we've really seen all three of his pitches synced up. He just was repeating the delivery, held the velocity, was throwing the baseball where he needed to, where he wanted to. Very talented team over there, and for him to get ahead, keep him off balance, work him front to back, up and down to all quadrants, this was a special night for Clayton.
To your right, Dave. Joel.
Dave, I wonder what you think about that the number one and two hitter in your lineup for a World Series not too long ago were probably secondary thoughts, scrap heap kind of guys, and now they're hitting 1-2 in the World Series.
And all the credit obviously goes to those guys. And I think that there's just a DNA piece to those two guys that they had opportunities. They created opportunities for themselves. And they expect a lot from themselves. They prepare the right way. They believe in their abilities. And so now, you see their two stories and you look back a few years and seeing that they're hitting 1-2 in the World Series, it's a credit to them, and I don't think that it surprises them as far as those guys know that they can be productive major league players. And now for us, we're just reaping the benefits.
Hi, Dave. You just won your first World Series game as a manager. What were the things that was going in your mind? Is it something different? Was the feeling different than when you're playing?
I think that for speaking for me personally, it's just more, and I think to the group as well, to our team, it's more of, it's the World Series, but I think that we had our goal and our mindset on winning 11 games in October. So right now we've won 8. And that's the only thing that we've been thinking of. So it's special. It's hard to kind of compare it to being a player. I know right now that this is a laser-focused group, and we have a lot of work to do.
Clayton Kershaw continues to put his shaky postseason reputation far behind him as he turned in 7 stellar innings of one-run ball in Game 1, striking out 11 and walking no one, leading the way in the Dodgers' 3-1 win.
Felt good. It's a tough lineup over there, and the way Keiko was throwing, it was up and down a lot, which was good. It got us into a rhythm a little bit. I think for me personally, it helped out a lot, and then 2 big swings, CT, just getting that monkey off our back, getting that first run across the board is huge. And then JT just doing what he does, just keep getting clutch hit after clutch hit, and just trying to make that two-run lead stand up. With our bullpen, it doesn't matter. So I told him I was good to go, but how can you argue with what BMO and Kinley are doing back there? And they proved it tonight once again.
Was this everything you thought the World Series might be?
It was fun. Dodger Stadium World Series, it's a pretty good feeling right now, and got to get one more tomorrow.
On the first pitch to a Dodger batter in the World Series in 29 years, Chris Taylor hit a mammoth home run off Dallas Keuchel, becoming just the 4th player ever to lead off Game 1 of the World Series with a home run.
I've been pretty patient on the first pitch all series, or all postseason, and I knew he likes to get ahead early, so I was just thinking, get on that first pitch and get it in the air.
That was a key first run because these pitchers, both of them on both sides, were doing well. How about the job that Kershaw did for you guys?
Yeah, he was unbelievable. Just more of the same from him. Working the corners, he had a slider and curveball both working, keeping him off balance. Outstanding job. I'm really happy for him.
You're hitting behind Justin Turner, or ahead of Justin Turner, but he came through for you guys as well. How important were those tack-on runs against Keuchel?
That was the ball game, another unbelievable at-bat by him, just grind him out. And, he always seems to come through when it matters the most. Big situations, he's been huge all year for us.
Tied at 1 in the 6th inning, it was Justin Turner, who belted a tie-breaking 2-run shot off Dallas Keuchel to put the Dodgers up for good, leading the way in their 3-1 win.
Again, I've been saying it all postseason. People are probably tired to hear it, but
CT, setting the table, taking that walk there with two outs and getting on and giving me a chance to make a big swing. And the guys in front of me have been doing a great job of that all year long, and that's how our offense goes. It's about getting on base with the guys behind you and letting the guy behind you make the big swing.
Your big swing was the difference maker in the game once again. Right before that at bat, you switched bats. Why did you switch bats? Lucky thing, heavier bat, what was it?
I was using a bigger bat the first two times, and I got beat in a couple times, so I switched down to a 33 and a half instead of the 34 and a half, and was able to be a little bit quicker on that ball in that time.
You talk about the great job that Chris does setting the table. What about the job your pitcher Clayton Kershaw did tonight?
Unbelievable. You know, there's a reason he's the best pitcher on the planet, and I think the whole world got to see it tonight. And what a gutsy performance by him, going out just pounding the strike zone. I mean, that's an unbelievable offense over there, and they don't strike out a lot. And so to see them, Kersh do that against them was very impressive.
11 Ks, that was huge. You guys have won game one all postseason long. How important here in the World Series?
Yeah, it's about winning one game at a time, and we're going to worry about tomorrow. We'll enjoy this one for a little bit, but it's not about winning four games. It's about winning every time you come to the yard, so we'll try to figure out a way to do that tomorrow.
The Dodgers send Rich Hill to the mound in game two. He'll be opposed by Justin Verlander.